This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the director of the World Sweeping Association, talking to WSA member Michael Wagner of Cantel Sweeping. And they're located in Gresham, Oregon, and have recently had a serious situation with on their route with one of their drivers that got injured, and the sweeper was injured by a group of street racers that were out in the parking lot that they were supposed to be cleaning. So with that, Michael, what happened? You were a lot closer to it than I am with just a news report.
Sure. The incident was basically a somewhat isolated industrial park that we clean at least twice a month. And our driver, actually there was two in the truck. Normally we only have one in the truck, but this was unfortunately training a new driver, so this is one of his first experiences.
He's wild about his new job at this point.
Yeah, hopefully it's not going to jaundice him, and he hasn't quit so far, so I think he's okay. But the drivers, they kind of came around into the front of the parking lot, didn't really notice anything. They drove into the back of the parking lot, and by the time they got there, it was too late to avoid at least being close to the street racers. Apparently, according to their description, there was approximately 200 people there and a large number of vehicles. And so, of course, they came to a stop, and they were confronted by some of the street racers that, you know, in their words, they said that we own this place, and if we could have, our driver would have just left and wouldn't have been a problem, I don't think. But I think that the driver felt like he was trapped, and the passenger, who was probably didn't use the best tact, did not, you know, he should have just basically said, hey, we're just trying to do our job and we'll just leave here. But I think it was a couple of macho guys that quickly accelerated to, this is my turf and I'm going to do something about it. And because of that, I would say the mob mentality is the biggest issue. I suspect most of these street racers are just there trying to have a good time. But when you get a mob situation, people that normally wouldn't do something can go forward and do things that they wouldn't have otherwise, because
sure.
I don't think they feel a sense of accountability.
Right.
And
you feel get to where you're anonymous.
The driver and one of the members got into a verbal discussion, and then actually he was the passenger at that time. He was he had the window down, and he started getting punched by not only a guy but a woman, and that was probably the craziest part about it, is this woman was the instigator. And before they could get out of there, somebody had grabbed, I think it was a baseball bat, and came up to the truck and smashed out the passenger window and hit the windshield and destroyed the windshield. The injury was primarily from the glass of the windshield, because when they drove away, there was kind of like light layers of glass kind of flying around in the cab, and that got into one of the guy's eyes.
Mm.
One of the drivers did get punched, but he said it wasn't that much of an injury. So that was our experience, and the biggest change we're going to make is we're going to try and, in particular this property, we're not going to schedule it for a Friday night. That was our big mistake. If we'd have showed up on a Wednesday night, I don't think there'd been anything.
Right. Okay. That's a good one. Let's and in terms of de-escalation, how would that? What's your training going to be on that? Do you say that you know, hey, we're just here to do our job. We'll come back another night and
yep.
and back out of there.
And that's been our training all along. call me at 2 in the morning and say, what should I do? It's starting to snow here. And I'm laying in bed there, and I'm saying, I have no idea what it's like out there. You need to make that choice.
Yeah.
So I have consistently told our guys, you are in charge of the decision. I will back you, whatever it is. But don't come to me, you know, don't come asking me what to do, because I don't know what the conditions are. You're in charge, and that's true in this case too. Is I don't know what the situation is out there. They can't call and get my advice. They need to leave whenever they can, and that's what we've also told them. Saying, hey guys, this is a parking lot. You know, don't take a stupid risk that might get somebody hurt.
Sure.
And in this case, you know, looking back at it, I think we got lucky. If one of the drivers had gotten drug out of the truck and mm-hmm. got involved with the mob, it could have been really bad.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about pulling out your camera and turning on the video and saying, I just want you to know we're videoing everything, and maybe even taking that further to say, it's going online. I mean, it takes longer to do it, but doing a FaceTime live, for example, where no matter what happens, if they take your phone or whatever, it's going to be on the internet.
I don't know about that. The trucks do have cameras in them, and they can push the button, and that would take some pictures. I don't think our driver thought about pushing that button at the time, mm-hmm. but he did think about, the driver who was the new guy did think about taking out his phone, and he did take a picture of a video of the guy getting punched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you probably would have seen on the news, is that a driver on his own approached the news media.
I see. Yeah, they said they got it, but the one I saw didn't say where that had come from. Yeah, that seems certainly to do that, and then if there are any cameras inside the vehicle that could be pointed, you know, toward the aggressors, that would seem like a good idea too, because they're not going to be able to destroy that camera and have the video be gone in most instances. That's going to be archived already.
Yeah. If possible. I'm not so sure it would have done anything in this case, because the machoism had got in the way, and they weren't even, no amount of telling them you're on camera is going to change what they're going to do.
No, but what it does is it you can identify the people, then charges can be brought. And that's
possible.
Yeah, that would be entirely possible, I would think, because they can match those faces today with the advent of AI, and with so many people, especially ones that are most likely to do something like that, may well have a mugshot out there already anyway. That
I wouldn't be surprised if we could have got a clear picture, if the police would know who the instigator was.
Yeah.
But we weren't able to do that. Ultimately, the best advice to my guys is saying, just avoid that situation.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's some situations you can't avoid.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's sort of one of those trap situations where you come in the mouth of it, and then suddenly you're surrounded, and getting
right.
out, certainly not being macho, and not, you know, that's where one of those where the meek shall inherit the earth, you know, get meek
yep.
and get out, and
yep.
that seems to me like the best thing. Is there anything else? I mean, something else that strikes me is, on your cell phone, you can call 911, and they'll key into the GPS of where you are, and at least these people know the police are on their way, and in a situation like that, it's not going to take them very long to get there.
Yeah, so, that's also true. I don't think our driver thought of calling 911. He did call the police after he got out of the
mm-hmm.
situation.
Yeah.
At the time, I think he thought of dialing 911.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something I think I will. You've given me an idea. I think I will mention it at our next all hands meeting, saying if you get in a situation, we're going to review this with everybody.
Of course.
But if you get in a situation, one thing you could do is just now dial 911 on your phone, even if you can't really do anything other than just set the phone on the seat there. At least there's going to be some evidence going on.
Well, that's right, and you're saying I'm under attack. It's going to be right now. They're recording it. The call is being recorded, and if you say I'm under attack, I don't know my address. Get my GPS coordinates and get here. They're going to be able to do that. That's true.
Good idea.
Well, anything else we might be able to add? I think what you're saying about if you have a potential for a situation on a particular property, figure out when you can sweep it when that's not going to be happening. I mean,
one thing I learned from this also is we talked to the property manager the next day, and the property manager was well aware that there is street racing on that property. So I think we're going to try and do a little better communication with our property managers, because if we'd have known that, we would have never scheduled it for a weekend, just to avoid the conflict.
Absolutely. Okay. Is there anything else? Anything else you think we ought to add to the audio, or?
Not particularly. Just other than try and avoid the situations.
Right. Don't escalate.
And
I think it is a good time to have two people in the truck. At least you have a witness besides just a single person. It's not one person's word against another person's word, but hopefully they can, the police can identify some of these people. And if they do, please do let us know.
Okay.
Okay.
If there's any update to this, I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right. You got it.